This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Yep. Yeah. Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. Your dial set correctly to USA Prepares. John is engineering the broadcast in Minnesota. And he told me that a lot of broadcasts on the radio today are about politics. And one of the things he likes about USA Prepares is we don't talk about politics. And what I was mentioning to him was that representatives are those who work for the common good, and politicians are those who work for their own good. And I mentioned to him that, you know, a politician may say, you know, you may be with a politician, you know. If you weren't paying attention, you could be sitting next to one in your vehicle, God forbid. But if that happens, you know, a politician may say, to a young politician, hey, have you ever driven a Jeep? No? Well, I know this guy. Well, turn left. And we're getting really close. A couple more miles down the road, and he's got a dealership. Let's go see him. He's a good buddy. Let's go say hi to him. So you end up at the dealership, and the owner comes out, and boy, you feel really good because now you're talking to the owner, the CEO of the dealership, and he says, "Hey, well, is red okay? I've got a nice red one out there. You guys go take it for a ride." And you come back, and you go, "That was fun." And then the CEO says, "Tell you what, our weekend's coming up. Why don't you just take it for the weekend?" Then you come back on Monday, and he says, "Look, I got plenty of them. I got so many Jeeps here. Just keep it for a while. I'll let you know if I need it back. If we sell it, I'll let you know, and you can bring it back." So now you've got a Jeep, and you're driving around 3, 4, 5 days, a week, 2 weeks. And then pretty soon it's a month. Now you think you have a free Jeep. That's politics. Now that politician wants something from you, because he engineered it. The CEO of the dealership wants something from you. And you're thinking that you saved money on a car, and now you've spent the money that you would have spent on a car because you got this free Jeep. And pretty soon you get in deeper and deeper. That's what politicians do to young politicians. That's how it works. Mike Ma's with us. Welcome, Mike Ma.
Good morning, Vincent.
Good morning, Mike.
I love your attitude on politics and politicians.
I hate them. I hate politicians. Politicians are, they're in the business of stealing. They steal from all of us, you know, through laws that they enact, and we call them lawmakers. And those are rules, right? They make more rules. There's so many rules, Mike. I think if I went out of my driveway from the farm, turned left, went 10 miles in my car, turned around and came home, I'm sure I would have broken some laws. Just because there's so many rules.
I agree with you. That's exactly what happens whenever I come back to the States. I end up breaking more and more laws all the time, and I don't do anything. And
So
I had somebody call the police on me the other day. I was out checking the fence, and the sheriff came up, and he said they had a call, and I was on I got a bicycle. I'm trying an electric bicycle on the ranch. Uh-huh. And they said they saw somebody on a bicycle with a gun. And I said, "Yeah, you must be talking about me." And I said, "I'm breaking the law." And they said, "No." And I said, "Okay, well, no problem then." But, you know, I mean, I break laws all the time, and mm-hmm. I don't even have to leave the ranch to break them. Just like you said, just drive around and you broke a law.
It's yeah.
continuous. Yeah.
It really frosts me. And one night, Mike, you probably don't know this, but our son came back, and this was probably 5, 6, 7 years ago. Our son came back, and all of our children have curfews, okay? Regardless of how old they are, okay? Because it's not fair to keep mom up waiting, you know, 12 o'clock, 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock in the morning. And nothing good happens after midnight anyway, right? So it's not fair to keep the parents up waiting, because children are children, whether they're 30 years old, 25 years old, 15 years old, they're still the children. Well, so we have a curfew, still is in existence, and our children, some of them are over 30 years old. We still have a curfew, 11 o'clock. And so one night, our son came home like 11:15. And he was kind of concerned because he was late. I said, "So what's up?" And he said, "Well, you know, they had a lot of police in our little town. Our little town is like 3 businesses: a general store, a post office, and a farmer's market or a farmer's cooperative. That's it. That's the whole town. And you know, 200 feet of town. That's it. Well." He said, "Boy, there are a lot of cops out in town." "Really? Why?" "I don't know, Dad." He said, "But there are a lot of cops, and I had to go really slow, and had to wait, and that kind of stuff." And so I came home, and we were talking about it. Next thing we know, we're looking out the window, and a police car comes to our house. Drives slowly down the driveway. It's a long driveway. It's a third of a mile long. Drives behind the house. Drives around the garage, does a U-turn, turns around, slowly leaves. So I called the county sheriff's office, and I said, "So, police car was here, what's going on?" And the gal said, "Well, she didn't know because it's a big county." I said, "Yeah, but so don't you know where your deputies are?" No, it's a big county." So, to make a long story short, she said she didn't know who the cop was. And I said, "You mean to tell me that that guy doesn't get on the radio and say, 'Look, I'm going to the Finelli's house. If you don't hear from me in 30 minutes, you know, send a whole bunch more cops because something bad happened.'" She said, no. Finally, I called the surrounding counties, every county that touched our county. I called state police. I said, "You guys here?" State police said, "Well, we've got a screen here, and I can see where all the guys are." And nope, it wasn't us. So would you call our county and talk to Linda? Because Linda wouldn't give me her last name. She's the dispatcher, and she said it wasn't, our county. State police dispatcher called me back. Said, "Yeah, I talked to her, and it was your guys, your county." So I called Linda back, and I told her she lied to me, she breached the public trust, and on Monday morning I was going to do my best to get her fired. So ultimately I talked to the sheriff on Monday morning, and he said, "Vincent, a lot of people like it when we come to their houses." I said, "Not me. Not me. Do not come to my house. Do not trespass. Do not come to my house."
Well, and he was not taking public. Once they come to your house,
right.
They're supposed to be public servants, public service.
Right.
And when they come to your house for no reason, then it's not.
Well, he was taken back by me saying, "I don't want you guys on my property. It's my property." He was absolutely upset. And then I thought, I've got to run for sheriff. And then... I couldn't win for sheriff around here because you have to be related. You have to be from here, Mike. You're in Oklahoma. Have you noticed that, all the people who have these positions that have been elected or selected are from there? They're all related to each other, and they vote for their family, and no one else has a chance to get in. And the people who are in office, you know, don't let their family know how much they're on the take and how much they get compared to the guy who works for a living. Have you noticed that in Oklahoma as well?
Yes. No, it's that's the problem we have in the representative type atmosphere. They're representing. When you get in there, then you drag in relations and friends and people that you can work with, and that's the way the system is set up. It's not a good system, but it's in time. That's what happens. There's no way to control it. There's no way to stop it, other than having morals, doing the right thing. But once you get rid of their morals, then, you know, when you don't understand what's right and what's wrong, you tend to kind of stumble around. And that's what's been going on for a long time.
When I lived in Virginia, I had a computer manufacturing business. I built a lot of networks for a lot of companies, hospitals, doctor's offices, small businesses, concrete companies, and even the county government. And I was working on a computer network at the county government office, and the guy who ran the county, we'll call him the county administrator, you know, the guy who is paid, he's not elected, he's paid by the county, he's the highest paid guy in the county, and, you know, he makes decisions about everything, pothole repairs, you know, what the county government workers are going to do, all that stuff. And the refrigerator in their office quit. So he gets on the phone in, you know, I'm working in there, and he says, hey, I need a new refrigerator. Can you bring us something good? Bring us a good refrigerator. So he's calling the local guy in the town that's in the county, who's probably a relative of the county administrator. Just bring us a refrigerator. Oh, I don't know. Just get us a good one. I don't care how much it costs. Just get us a good one. Now, I know that purchases at the government level have to be done by bidding, okay? You want a refrigerator, and you can justify it, and the taxpayers don't revolt, you get three bids, sealed bids, okay? Sealed bids, so you can get the lowest price for the taxpayer. That's not what this guy did. He just bought a refrigerator. He didn't care about the taxpayers. He didn't care about the laws. He didn't care about the rules. He wanted a refrigerator. That's the stuff that goes on. And they buy them at way, way too high a price from their relatives or their connections. We'll be right back.
Fresh liquid whey was so valuable to the improvement of health that in the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Germany, Switzerland, and Austria to dispense fresh liquid whey to the sick and aged. The results were restored health and a return of youth. Fresh liquid whey supplies the most easily digested of all proteins and ranks higher in protein value than the egg. Unfortunately, the current methods of processing whey causes proteins to twist, fold, and become denatured. This makes them non-functional in the body. Like a lock and key, proteins do not work in the body unless they retain the shape that nature gave them. We at Synergistic Nutrition believe that our technological enhancements restore the protein structures of our whey to the shapes that nature originally gave them. The results that One World Whey has generated for so many over several years now testifies that One World Whey is producing very positive results. For a limited time, one or more of the flavors or sizes of One World Whey are on sale. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down-home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They sew pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. They put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue Diamond Gusset's got it. Others don't.
good old-fashioned comfort, get Diamond Gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com, that's Gusset.com, or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond Gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects in poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
USMC. Mike Maz with us. Once a Marine, always a Marine. Combat Marine. Mike, you sent me an email, and I read parts of it the last few days, last week. And I said, okay, so the news reports in this fictitious news report, the news sources that are still available to be heard say, distant gunfire and distant fires through the night, smokes in the air. Electricity and water are unavailable or on or off in spots throughout the city. The National Defense Act starts, which is martial law. No planes are flying. There's a curfew. No one is out after dark. Everyone stays home. No one goes out or goes to work. And the question that you have is, your plans for the day? What are you going to do?
It's surprising when things go bad. I'm surprised how people not only don't have a plan, but they don't even have the materials they need to form a plan. And that's what we do here a lot, is we talk about all the different things that could happen, because we're like you. We live out in the country. And we've already gone through an ice storm, in which we lost power for over 2 weeks. And, you know, of course, the roads, you can't get anywhere on the roads and stuff like that. So these are things that, we have to think about and prepare for all the time. And but there's city folk that they have no idea what they're going to be doing. And I can't even imagine. Well, okay, you know, I lived in China a lot of last year, and you don't live, and I was living in a city, on the edge of a city, and I couldn't figure out, well, what do you do? I mean, and the only thing that I come up with there was, you know, just let the government tell me what to do. So, in other words, when they tell me, then I lived on a 22-story apartment building, okay, which what I do is I wait for them to announce it, and then I go down to the corner and get on the bus, and they're going to bus me off somewhere. And but the idea is I didn't have any options. I didn't know what to do, or, you know, I had no options and nowhere to look. So, but here in the United States, we're supposed to be taking personal responsibility. And if there is gunfire through the night, you know, and things are getting kind of hairy, in which they stop everything, in which, because you're not going to go out. It reminded me kind of like Bosnia, when they were just shooting at people randomly. And it could happen. They've already been doing it. I say that I think it was a father and son out on the East Coast was doing it. And then I say Vegas, about a year ago. And this is enough to just, you know, bring the whole system down to a stop. But what are you going to do when you're sitting at home now? And like I say, I don't think people really think this out. You really need to, are you going to have lighting when bad things happen like that? And, now in, like you say, I was a combat Marine in Vietnam, and at night when it's dark, you don't move around. That's the worst time to get out and move around. So that means if you're going to be in the house, what are you going to do to keep the people that aren't staying in their house? The predators, the looters, you know, what are you going to be doing? How are you going to protect your house? And what we have set up here in our community at night, each household is on their own. If you need help in the morning, we'll come over and help you out. But if something happens in the night, you're going to have to, you know, hold your own. And I don't know if people think about this in the city. How are you going to hold your own? How long? And what are you doing for water and food and all this stuff, especially if it goes on for more than, you know, 3 or 4 days?
I've got a couple comments when we come back about what you just said. Mike Ma. There's only one Mike Ma. He's live right now.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We are proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse is passionate about redefining you through revolutionary products. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse from Dr. Nathan Newman. The Luminesse Anti-Aging Skincare Line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa, Jeunesse Medical Advisor, has designed several products helping the body perform better through naturally occurring plant compounds. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee. They're available with up to 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Still no official word from Saudi Arabia's leaders on what became of Saudi journalist Jamal Khashoggi, but say they are still investigating. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says,
we ought to give them a few more days to complete that so that we too have a complete understanding of the facts surrounding that, at which point we can make decisions about how or if the United States should respond.
Mexico's ramping up security on its southern border as the Trump administration pushes it to take action regarding a growing caravan of Central American migrants that claim they are fleeing poverty and violence and are making their way to the U.S.-Mexico border. President Trump has threatened to shut down that border with National Guard troops to stop the immigrants from entering the United States. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
This flu season, one Walgreens flu shot can make a world of difference. So you can protect yourself and also your close-talking coworkers, high-fiving neighbors, two-month-old niece. That's why Walgreens has specially trained pharmacists that have provided over 60 million flu shots since 2010. Stop by for your flu shot today with a $0 copay with most insurance. Because protecting the world starts with protecting yours. Walgreens. Trusted since 1901. Vaccine subject to availability. State, age, and health-related restrictions may apply.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
If you owe any money to the IRS, you need to call this toll-free number right now. 800-511-2084. That's 800-511-2084. Uncle Sam has the power to make your life miserable. You could stop the collection process right now by calling 800-511-2084. That's 800-511-2084. When you call the Tax Support Group, you'll get free information on how you can reduce your back taxes, including penalties and interest. You could also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you have entered into a payment plan and can't make the payments. Stop Uncle Sam right now. Make the free call that could help you end the worry today. 800-511-2084. That's 800-511-2084. 800-511-2084. 800-511-2084.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Why today? God, you're
take my when you go to the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
So, here's what happened. Mike, early this morning, I'm talking about it was still dark outside. And it was the quiet of the early morning. The dogs started barking. All of the dogs started barking. We have layers of dogs protecting our farm. They all started barking and let us know that something wasn't right. Next thing we knew, there was a knock at the door. This is out of the ordinary. You know, who shows up before it's daylight, okay, unannounced, and what are you going to do? What are you going to do? So we already know what to do. And what happened was this guy lives near us, and he needed a tool. He needed a 3/8 inch drive socket, square drive, deep socket, 8-point. I don't make them. They don't use square nuts anymore. They use hex nuts. So for 40 years, there's no need to make tools to work with square nuts. Well, for some reason, he thought Vinny might have the answer. So he decided to come see Vinny. And I had the answer, and I sent him out with exactly what he needed. And then he needed some welding rods. 6013 welding rods, 1/8 inch in diameter. That's okay. Got them too. So the point of that is, he showed up unannounced. Now, what would you do? I'm not talking about Mike Ma. McClass, what would you do? There the dogs are again. You might be able to hear them through the walls. But we've got layers of dogs. One sees something he doesn't understand, doesn't fit with the routine. He starts alerting us, and then the rest of them. And they are ready to protect the Finelli family with their lives. That's what they do. So what are you going to do, class, when that happens? Now, fortunately, it was a nice guy. He just needed a little bit of help. But second day, you know, there's distant gunfire. There's fires throughout the night. There's smoke in the air. The electricity's down. People are on edge. And there's a knock on your door early in the morning. What are you going to do? Mike?
Even worse is in the evening. What are you going to do?
Mm-hmm.
This is what we were talking about that the other day, and I was saying if I was on the road and the traffic was stopped in front of me, like maybe 100 yards or so because of gunfire, you know, I wouldn't stay in my car. I would try to get into a house. And so this could be what's happening on something like what you're suggesting. You know, there's gunfire going on, and then all of a sudden there's a knock on the door. That doesn't necessarily mean this is a threat, but you need to have a plan on how you're going to open the door. Now, and you've got the dogs. One time I was living in a small town, and I had motion detectors all around my house. So, you know, I could tell when somebody was coming. You know, my motion detector would start beeping, and then the door would knock. And then so I knew there was somebody there. The problem is, sometimes the motion detector would go off on the side of the house, and then in the back of the house, and then in the front of the house. Now, that's not a good thing. And we've got the system on how we're going to do it, how we're going to open doors, but we don't stand back and allow them to make entrance. And but you need to have a plan on how you're going to do this stuff. And waiting for the door to be knocked on isn't a good plan. That's what I'm saying. That's why I like the dogs. Dogs is a good thing. Now, you do both. I might be saying too much here, but I know, like you say, you got layers of dogs, not only on the outside, but on the inside. And so, you know, you've got plenty of warning everywhere, but you have to have that warning before you can enact some kind of a plan on what you're going to do. And like I say, and I'm shocked in the morning when you said you had somebody coming in the morning and, you know, and I'm thinking I even know who that is. I'm thinking it's your neighbor, and I think I know who he is. So he knows you, and he knows you're up, and all this stuff. But you know, you don't go in early in the morning unless you know somebody. And it's the same thing in the evenings. You don't go So it's probably not going to be a good thing, but it could be. It could be somebody that's like you, they needed help. So, and country folk, they do it a little bit of a different timeline than many others. So I can see how he would come. And you have to be aware that kind of stuff is going to happen.
And Mike, here's what could happen. Okay, in a typical house, not in our house, but in a typical house, it could go like this. Let's say that there's a husband and a wife, and the child. And the child's, let's say, a millennial, absolutely zonked out asleep because he's playing video games all night, or texting with his friends, or every time the buzzer went off on his phone, you know, the silent ring. He's up all night saying, I don't know, what are you doing? I don't know, what are you doing? I don't know, what do you want to do? I don't know. You know, that kind of nonsense. So he's up all night. And so there's a knock. And then the husband says, hey, you go get the front door, I'll get the back door, and, you know, get your gun, and you stand over there. And she says, which door? You get the front door, I'll get the back door. Okay, and where do you want me to stand? Right there. Okay. Hey, where's my gun? You know where your gun is? Oh, jeez. Not a good time. Okay, take the baseball bat. Where is it? You don't know where it is? I can see this happening, right?
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
And are we describing the kind of training that you demonstrate? I mean, I've been trained by you. I know what it's like to get shot. I mean, I know what it's like to bleed. I'm not going to let that happen again, Mike.
That's the idea. That is the idea. Once you understand and know what it's really like, now you can plan and prepare around that. And that's what a lot of people, you know, they really don't understand how things happen so fast. And you can, like I say, to me, a split of a second is valuable. And I think it's odd how people measure things in seconds and minutes when you don't have that much time. I mean,
Absolutely, the whole situation
is going to change in a split of a second.
Well, you know, the proof of that is you watch TV class and you see the police show up really quietly, and then they all jump out of the van, and they've got their flak jackets on, they've got their helmets on, they've got their face protection on so you can't see who they are. They've got, some guys have machine guns, some guys have more powerful weapons. One guy's got this big battering ram, and they all line up, ready, set. They've got radios, they can talk to each other, they've got headsets, ready, set, breach. And then they bash down the door, they throw in the flashbang grenade, and then they're pointing their guns at everybody that's in the house. It's that fast. Probably 3 seconds at the most.
Yep, that's right. And even street gangs have got that down pretty good. They once they get in position, once they get a little bit of experience, they can enter a house and take control of it pretty quick. And you're correct, in seconds. And the only thing that can stop it is your actions in a split of a second. So if it takes you a second or two to get to your firearm, you're already running behind. So that split of a second isn't going to be around much longer.
So people have been trained by the government corporation. You have to protect your children from your guns. So let's say you have a 10, 12, 15-year-old, and, well, heck, they're not responsible, right? So you've got to lock up your firearm. And, you know, you certainly wouldn't want to put a magazine loaded in there. And God forbid, you certainly wouldn't want to put a round in the chamber. And if you have a revolver, you can't have any rounds in the cylinder, right? Because that wouldn't be safe. So now it's locked up. The ammo is in one place. The firearms in another place. It's locked up. And now you can't remember the combination, right? Or you can't find the key. Or the battery's dead in this safe. And it won't work. I mean, are these unrealistic? No. They're absolutely realistic. So I think that if you have a gun, it needs to be ready to go. And then how do you protect your children from the dangers of a firearm? You train them. So we did. We trained them. Again and again and again and over and over and over. So they knew what damage, the devastation that can happen when a bullet hits the target. We let them see that. And we practiced, and we practiced at a very young age. One of our boys wanted to shoot an M1 when he was 6 years old. And he said, no, I can do it. And I said, no, I don't think so. He said, no, I can do it. I want to do it, Dad. And before that, he shot a, you know, 22 rifle. Okay. Right? So he went to the range, and I put one cartridge in the M1. So hold on tight. Squeezed off the round, and he was crying right after that. It's like, whoa! Wow! He wasn't expecting that. So he's pretty careful. So that's one way. We'll be right back.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
The new frontier in human nutrition will be the exploration of how foods and herbs epigenetically affect our cells. Epigenetics is the study of how the DNA of the cell can be signaled to function in a whole new manner. It is already known that certain herbs change cells for the better via the epigenetic signaling system. This means that with proper signaling, you can feel younger, stronger, and even live much longer. The quality of the whey used in One World Whey is of a caliber that we believe is positively affecting the cells of your body via that epigenetic signaling system. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. Embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Mike Moss with us. Mike, you made a bunch of comments about people don't think it out. Let me give you one simple example. Women who wear high heels, okay? How does that make any sense at all? You can't drive safely in a vehicle with high heels. You can't operate the pedals with high heels. Cannot be done. If you have a flat tire, you can't change your flat tire with high heels. If you're stranded, you can't walk in high heels. It makes no sense at all. But women still do it. They still wear high heels. Makes no sense.
Well,
Mrs. Finelli, I don't think...
granted that they've got something in the trunk, like I do. I got my AK and other necessary items to get me through whatever situation. So I would think they would have their tennis shoes or hiking shoes in the back.
I'm not so sure. And, you know, it used to absolutely frost me when I'd go to a meetup and it would be, you know, really cool weather and I'd see guys in sandals. You know, I'm talking about Roman sandals. And I'm thinking, well, it's not raining now, but it could. It could get really cold, and you could have a fan belt flip off or break, you know, and you get stranded on the way home. How's that going to work with the sandals? I don't get it. I just don't get it. People don't think things through. Wearing flip-flops when they're driving is not safe. You have to have shoes on that fit, preferably laced shoes. I mean, I can't imagine Emerson Fittipaldi driving his race car with flip-flops. I've never been on the racetrack with flip-flops. It's nuts. It makes no sense. It can't be done. So that's just addressing that one point that you made about people don't think it out or think it through or plan. And I've taught... Mini Max Regret. And that's just simply, how do you minimize your maximum regret? It's a woman who was driving her car on the interstate, and she was behind a truck, and a sheet of plywood flew out, magically flew out of the back of his truck and went right through her window, 4 feet by 8 feet. And I was behind some jerk in Springfield today, or yesterday, and I was in my car, I was visiting a farm, helping out, and so I was on the highway. It's three lanes. I'm in the slow lane, just in my vehicle. Guy comes up the entry ramp in his pickup truck, flies, passes me on the right, flies in front of me, changes, passes into the fast lane, cuts everybody off, and he's got several sheets of plywood in the back of his pickup, and it's a 6.5 foot bed with 8 feet of plywood, so 1.5 feet of plywood sticking out. Unsecured, no straps holding anything down, and he's in the fast lane riding the guy in front of him's tail because that guy wasn't going fast enough. You know, I guess 65 isn't fast enough in a 60-mile-an-hour zone. So, you know, there are plenty of things that can happen to us. I try to avoid as many as possible, as many as I'm aware of. But people do stupid things, and other people aren't paying attention. Nobody backed off. I'm the only guy that backed off from this jerk with the plywood. Just me. I'm the only guy that backed away from him. Everybody else thought, I don't know what they're thinking. I guess they're listening to the radio, you know, with their headset on. Whatever else they're doing. Putting their makeup on. I don't know. Well, no. Mike, I've got some bad news. I've been promoting our little get-together. 26th of this month, Friday. We have enough people. And right now we have six. Six people. That's all I've been able to find. Six people. One email. Just one email. We need 10 to 25. So unless people get on the stick and send me an email at instructor at USA Prepares or Vincent at USA Prepares or somehow contact me, it's not going to happen. You want to meet Mike Ma? You can. Instructor at USA Prepares. Give us your name and your phone number. We'll give you a call. Time's running out. If you want to see him and you want the training that you'll never get anywhere else, get on the stick. Mike Ma and I will be right back after top of the hour news and commercial announcements.
Biochemistry determines your mood, memory, energy, and endurance. Your body's primary metabolic function is to make protein. One World Whey is a unique, non-denatured protein. This enables your body to have virtually 100% utilization, whereas typical whey protein powders offer no more than 18% utilization of protein. One World Whey also delivers life-giving frequencies to your cells. The net result for so many people is improved energy, mood, and elimination of pain from inflammation.
This technologically enhanced One World Whey has been really amazing for me. I'm 36 years old, and for the past several years, I've been struggling with lack of energy, drive, and stamina. And after just 2 weeks on this product, I'm feeling so much more energy. My yoga practice has deepened, and as a massage therapist, I'm able to see more clients than I've been able to in years. I've never felt results that quick with anything I've ever taken.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal with polypeptide technology from natural botanicals to return to a full-body, shiny head of hair. Reveal works for men and women and has a 30-day money-back guarantee. Look for preferred customer discount on Reveal at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale priced for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.